Good day, fellow tech enthusiasts. I'm your unfailingly enthusiastic host.
And I'm your erudite co-host, poised to embark on yet another enthralling installment of AI Chronicles.
Ah, you sound as though you've just imbibed an entire jug of caffeine.
Ah, the captivating realm of AI is my tonic. And on that note, we have a riveting lineup in store for you today.
Absolutely splendid. It's akin to a technological carnival for our AI enthusiasts. To commence our proceedings, Google is assuming the role of a tech Santa. They are generously offering their AI-powered photo editing tools free of charge to all Google Photos users. So, prepare to unleash your inner Picasso with a delightful technological twist.
Ah, perhaps it's time to unleash your inner social media influencer. Now shifting gears, it appears that Texas public schools are embracing AI for grading essays. Oh, how I wish they had this during my school days. Perhaps then my English grades would have been a tad bit better.
Your command of the English language is truly impeccable. Moving on, let's give a virtual round of applause for TSMC, the tech titan, reporting a significant revenue boost. And guess what's fueling this? The colossal demand for AI chips.
Ah, now that's what I call riding the AI wave. Speaking of which, Meta Platforms, yes folks, the company previously known as Facebook, is also leaping onto the AI chip bandwagon for Facebook and Instagram.
The tech surf is most certainly up. And on our radar, Apple is teasing a new Safari browsing assistant powered by AI in the upcoming iOS 18 update. Could this be Siri's clever new sidekick?
Well, I suppose we shall simply have to bide our time and await the unveiling. However, one thing is undeniably clear. The AI revolution is not merely upon us. It is flourishing.
Absolutely. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen, as we embark on a thrilling journey through these captivating tales and more, right here on AI Chronicles. Stay right where you are. Let's delve into some rather thrilling news about Google Photos. Are you aware that Google has grand plans to bestow upon all Google Photos users a set of AI-powered photo editing tools completely free of charge?
Indeed. How intriguing. I was under the impression that these tools were exclusively reserved for Google One subscribers and Pixel owners. But pray tell, what precisely do these AI-powered tools entail?
Ah, an astute inquiry. These remarkable tools encompass the Magic Editor, employing AI to deftly erase elements, reposition subjects, craft new visual compositions, and alter background hues. It's akin to wielding a miniature enchanting wand for your cherished photographs.
Absolutely splendid. It appears that Google is truly revolutionizing the world of photo editing. And yes, you are quite right. The Magic Eraser feature is indeed a remarkable addition, allowing users to effortlessly remove unwanted elements from their photos as if they were never there. Quite a nifty little tool, isn't it?
Absolutely splendid. And there's more. The Photo Unblur feature adeptly sharpens out-of-focus images, while the Portrait Light function delicately softens harsh lighting on faces and elegantly rebalances the overall lighting of a photo. It's akin to carrying a professional photo studio right in your pocket.
Ah, that's quite the display of technological wizardry. But do enlighten us, when might we anticipate the unveiling of these remarkable features?
The feature will be gradually rolled out to Google Photos users over a few weeks, commencing on May 15th. Mobile users will need iOS 15 or Android 8.0 or newer, while desktop users on Chrome OS will require a Chromebook Plus with Chrome OS version 118+, or a minimum of 3GB RAM. Quite the stringent requirements, I must say.
That's an awful lot of technical jargon. So in layman's terms, you'll need a relatively recent smartphone or a decent Chromebook to make use of these features, correct?
Indeed. You do have a remarkable talent for simplifying the complex.
Effortlessly endeavoring to do so, my dear fellow. And do take heed, esteemed guests, for this scintillating information is exclusively unveiled here. Should you find yourself in need of elucidation regarding these cutting-edge features, do not hesitate to dispatch us a missive. We are at your service to deftly guide you through the labyrinthine realm of technology.
Indeed. Do stay tuned for more exhilarating tech updates. We shall return shortly with further enlightening news. Until then, continue your explorations and embrace the pursuit of knowledge. Absolutely. Let's shift the tempo and delve into the world of educational technology. Have you caught wind of the recent maneuver by the governing body of Texas Public Schools?
Pray, do enlighten me. I find myself rather intrigued by this recent maneuver of the governing body of Texas Public Schools.
Ah, brace yourself for this delightful morsel of news it appears that the powers that be in Texas public schools are contemplating the substitution of certain human essay scorers with an AI-powered grading system. It's akin to the advent of a robotic educator, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely riveting. So this AI, or the auto-scoring engine, as they so elegantly term it, will be responsible for grading the open-ended questions in the state-mandated standardized test taking place this week. Quite the technological marvel, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. This remarkable engine will harness the power of natural language processing to assess student essays in the Texas Assessments of Academic Readiness, also known as STAR exams.
Impressive indeed. But one must ponder the notion of the human touch, mustn't one? Can artificial intelligence truly discern the subtle nuances inherent in a student's writing?
An excellent query. Approximately 25% of the assessments will continue to undergo human evaluation. Hence, a human touch remains an integral part of the process.
Indeed, quite the financial boon for the powers that be, wouldn't you say?
Quite right. By reducing the reliance on third-party contractors, the Texas Education Agency anticipates a substantial cost saving of between $15 million to $20 million. A rather shrewd financial maneuver, wouldn't you say?
That's a substantial sum indeed. However, one must ponder the efficacy of this AI grading system, don't you think?
As per the agency's website, it appears that the scores assigned by the engine and human graders align rather closely for the majority of children's responses. It would seem that the AI is indeed performing admirably.
Absolutely splendid. It's quite remarkable to witness the profound impact of technology on the realm of education, wouldn't you agree?
Any scintillating updates from the world of technology, my esteemed compatriots? Perhaps some tantalizing tidbits from TSMC, the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company?
TSMC is not merely buzzing, it's positively roaring. Their revenue has surged by a staggering 34% compared to last year in March. And as for their quarterly revenue, it has skyrocketed by an impressive 16.5%.
Goodness gracious, what a remarkable surge in revenue. Pray do share the secret behind this impressive growth.
It's all about AI, the new luminary of the tech sphere. TSMC's chips are generating quite the heat, with major players such as Nvidia and Apple eagerly vying for their slice of the pie.
Quite the analogy, wouldn't you say? TSMC is truly the rock star of the tech world, commanding attention and admiration from all corners.
Indeed. In the first quarter of this year, they raked in a handsome $1,854 billion, up from $1,672 billion a year ago. March alone saw a staggering $6.1 billion in revenue, marking a remarkable 34.3% increase from the previous year. It's their swiftest growth since November 2022. Quite the impressive feat, wouldn't you agree?
Those figures are truly staggering, aren't they? But what's the grand scheme behind these remarkable numbers?
Earlier this year, TSMC prognosticated a 20% surge in revenue for 2024, all thanks to the burgeoning demand for top-tier chips fueling AI applications. They're in a frenzied race to produce chips for data centers operated by the likes of Amazon and Microsoft.
And didn't I hear something about Uncle Sam bestowing a substantial $6.6 billion upon TSMC for the establishment of 3 chip factories in Arizona?
Absolutely spot on, my dear. The second and third factories are poised to churn out 2-nanometer chips. These minuscule powerhouses are the very engines that drive AI and other cutting-edge applications, as per the esteemed Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo.
And what might we anticipate on the horizon for TSMC, I wonder?
They'll be unveiling their complete Q1 earnings on April 18th, along with their projections for the year ahead. So, my dear audience, do mark your calendars and stay tuned for the grand revelation.
Have you caught wind of Meta Platforms and their latest venture into developing an in-house AI chip? It's quite the buzz in the tech world, isn't it?
The Meta Training and Inference Accelerator, or MTIA for short. Indeed, I'm familiar with it. It's been fashioned to fuel the ranking and recommendation ad models on Facebook and Instagram. It's as though they've constructed a veritable superbrain for their social media platforms.
Absolutely spot on. Meta indeed revealed its inaugural custom chip for AI workloads last year. However, this latest iteration is truly a game changer. It's akin to transitioning from a tricycle to a rocket ship, wouldn't you say?
Indubitably. The forthcoming MTIA, leveraging TSMC's cutting-edge technology, is purported to deliver superior energy efficiency and a threefold increase in performance compared to its predecessor. it's akin to transitioning from a humble bicycle to a high-performance sports car. And for our esteemed audience members who may require elucidation, enhanced energy efficiency in a chip equates to heightened productivity while consuming less power.
And not only that, it effectively more than doubles the compute and memory bandwidth. It's akin to carrying a supercomputer in your pocket. Of course, not quite literally, ladies and gentlemen. We wouldn't want any wardrobe malfunctions now, would we?
Ah, quite intriguing indeed. Witnessing the likes of Meta and Google delving into the realm of internal chip development is a fascinating spectacle. It appears to be a shrewd maneuver aimed at cost reduction and a diminishment of reliance on external suppliers such as Nvidia. One might liken it to the art of home cooking as opposed to dining out. Not only does it result in monetary savings, but it also bestows a comprehensive understanding of the ingredients employed.
Speaking of Nvidia, did you know that Meta anticipates concluding this year with a staggering 350,000 Nvidia H100 GPUs? Those graphics cards, utilized for AI training and inference, reportedly carry a price tag of around $30,000 each. That's quid the substantial sum. It's akin to procuring a luxury automobile for each of their employees. Wouldn't you agree?
Quite the hefty price tag, isn't it? But when delving into the realm of AI, one simply cannot skimp on processing power. It's an enthralling field, and I'm positively eager to witness the innovations that these tech giants will unveil next. It's akin to enjoying a riveting film. One can never quite predict what captivating developments will unfold next.
I must say, you're always impeccably informed about the latest in tech. Given your profound fondness for AI, I presume you've caught wind of Apple's foray into the realm of artificial intelligence. They seem to be teasing a rather intriguing Safari browsing assistant, set to debut in the upcoming iOS 18 update.
Indeed. It's as if Apple is hosting a grand soiree with AI as the esteemed guest of honor. This Safari browsing assistant was unearthed in the back-end code residing on Apple's servers by a user named Nicholas Alvarez. Steve Moser, a contributor at MacRumors, has duly verified its existence. It's akin to stumbling upon a clandestine Easter egg in one's cherished video game.
So it's akin to Apple's rendition of a digital valet for perusing the web, wouldn't you say?
Quite right. Other web browsers have been dabbling in AI for quite some time. Microsoft Edge boasts Copilot, and Arc hails from the browser company. It's high time Apple joined the AI soiree. It's as if they've just received their long-awaited invitation.
And when might we anticipate the commencement of this splendid affair?
Ah, the grapevine is abuzz with whispers that Apple will unveil iOS 18 at the WWDC on June 10th, with a public release slated for September. It's akin to the anticipation of a much-awaited album drop by your favorite band, isn't it?
That's not a million miles away. But what's the scoop on Apple potentially licensing Google's Gemini AI model?
Ah, how intriguing. Indeed, there have been murmurs about that. However, it remains uncertain whether Apple's very own generative AI chatbot, akin to a virtual assistant capable of producing human-like text, will grace us with its presence in iOS 18. We shall simply have to bide our time and await the unfolding of events.
Ah, it appears that Apple aficionados are in for a delightful array of AI enhancements. Much obliged for the enlightening update.
Always delighted to share. Let's eagerly await Apple's latest offerings. And to our esteemed listeners, what are your thoughts on these forthcoming features? We'd love to hear from you in the comments.
Recall our discussion about Apple's latest foray into AI? It's as if we've been transported into the midst of a futuristic sci-fi flick, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely right. It's as if we've been transported into the future. However, let's not overlook the fact that Apple is not the sole contender in the realm of AI. There are indeed some startups that are causing quite a stir.
I'm all ears. You know I do relish a captivating underdog narrative.
Let's begin with Sema.ai, a San Jose-based startup that has recently secured a substantial $70 million in funding. They have engineered a system-on-chip for machine learning, effectively bringing AI capabilities to compact edge computing devices. Quite the impressive feat, wouldn't you say?
That's quite an accomplishment. And who was the generous patron?
Quite the intriguing developments, I must say. Maverick Capital took the lead on this one. But hold on to your hat, there's more. RoboVision, a startup that's pioneered a no-code computer vision AI platform, has secured a remarkable $42 million in Series A funding. In layman's terms, they're democratizing AI, making it accessible to all, not just coders. Astanor Ventures and Target Global have jointly spearheaded the funding round, propelling RoboVision to a commendable post-money valuation of $180 million. Quite the impressive feat, wouldn't you agree?
That's quite the number of zeros, isn't it? Any other up-and-coming startups catching your eye?
Indeed. Quite fascinating, I must say. Reshape, a company dedicated to the development of robots for automating laboratory tasks, recently concluded its Series A funding round amounting to a substantial $20 million. Astanor Ventures took the lead in this round, with notable participation from Y Combinator, R7, ACME, 21st Bio, and Unity co-founder Nicholas Francis. Quite the impressive lineup, wouldn't you agree?
Little did I know that delving into the realm of robotics was not merely the stuff of futuristic cinema.
Quite the intriguing developments, I must say. Alethea Group, a startup harnessing AI to surveil online influence operations, has recently clinched a substantial $20 million in Series B funding, with Google Ventures taking the helm. They're essentially the custodians of the digital realm, keeping a keen eye on the ever-shifting tides of online influence.
That's quite the influx of funds into the AI sector. Any upcoming funding developments we should keep an eye on?
Have you heard the scuttlebutt about Apple's former chief designer Joni Ive and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman? Word on the street is they're in discussions with SoftBank, Thrive Capital, Emerson Collective, and other esteemed investors to secure a whopping $1 billion for a mysterious new startup. The buzz is that they're on a mission to craft a cutting-edge AI-powered hardware device. Quite the ambitious endeavor, wouldn't you say?
$1 billion? Well, that's a figure that certainly commands one's attention, doesn't it?
It's quite exhilarating, isn't it? The world of AI startups is positively abuzz with innovation and promise.
Indeed, for all you fine tech enthusiasts present, do consider subscribing to our esteemed Inside Venture Capital newsletter to stay abreast of the latest in AI startup funding and more within the VC community. It's the quintessential source for the discerning mind.